Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, I'm Jing Li for English in the News. I haven't talked to you for quite a while, but now I'm back. And today we're going to talk about Preach to the Choir. Choir 是教堂里面的唱诗班，那对着唱诗班来 preach 的意思是传道或者是传教。那既然已经参加了教堂的唱诗班，表示他很可能已经信教了，所以其实并不需要对他传教。所以 preach to the choir 引申的意思就是白费唇舌了，你搞错了对象了，根本就不需要讲。In the English dictionary, the definition goes like this: to convince people that are already convinced.就是你试着去说服那些早就已经被说服的人，他们就已经跟你站在同一个阵线，所以其实并不需要再多讲。Or another definition is to make one's case primarily to one's supporters.也就是对着自己的支持者来解释或是讲话，其实是蛮多余的。所以这个隐含的意思就是搞错了对象，但是很多候选人好像特别喜欢对不会向他挑战的人讲话。We have two examples here. Number one, honestly, you are preaching to the choir, but I just don't have enough money now to donate. Don't have enough money now to donate, 意思就是我现在没有钱可以捐钱。这句子前半段说 you are preaching to the choir. 你跟我讲其实是不需要讲的，因为我其实赞成，我是很乐意捐钱的，只是现在我没钱而已。Number two, don't waste your time telling us about the problem. That's preaching to the choir. 这个说话人说，不要浪费时间再跟我们解释这个问题好不好？我们根本就很清楚这个问题在哪里。You are preaching to the choir. 你搞错对象了，不需要对我们说，我们知道这个问题。So we have two examples in how this phrase is used in English. The first one is from ABC News, and that's before the US midterm elections.It goes like this. Former President Barack Obama brought his Get Out the Vote message to Philadelphia with a rally on behalf of a dozen Democrats running for offices from governor to state legislature. Obama hoped to reach an audience beyond the enthusiastic crowd at the Dell Music Center. Philadelphia has always been a friendly place for the former president, and even he acknowledged he was preaching to the choir, but his twofold goal was to make sure they vote in this midterm election.
这一篇报道是在美国其中选举之前11月初之前 ABC 所做的新闻报道。他说美国前总统奥巴马他前往费城站台催票 Get out the vote, 意思就是要敦促大家出来投票。他希望选民当然能够选民主党的那些候选人，那些候选人都在要不然是竞选州长或者是州议员。奥巴马说他希望他的影响力能够给予全国的民众，而不是 只限于这个费城的Dell Music Center 这个戴尔音乐中心而已，他希望大家全国的民主党员都能够去投票。不过费城一向对奥巴马十分友善，这是为什么？他说他知道，他承认他是在 preach to the choir。 会去 Dell Music Center 的人其实就已经知道了应该要去投票，并且要投民主党的候选人，所以奥巴马自己也承认说他其实不需要多说。可是他的双层目标，他的所谓 twofold goal， 他的双层目标就是不光是在场的听众，并且全美国的、支持民主党的这些选民也都能够出去投票。 And the second example of preach to the choir used in the English news is as follows. Though the film's message is ultimately uplifting and timely, its execution, a movie made by mostly white filmmakers without input from Shirley's family, has drawn criticism. Don Shirley's own niece, Carol Shirley Kimball, has disowned the project as a depiction of a white man's version of a black man's life, adding, "My uncle was an incredibly proud man and an incredibly accomplished man, as are the majority of people in my family, and to depict him as less than and to depict him and take away from him and make the story about a hero of a white man for this incredibly accomplished black man is insulting at best." Director Peter Farrelly said, I'm sure there will be some criticism that the film is not authentic because it's not dark enough, but that's not my style. We didn't want to preach to the choir.
这篇报道是 Vanity Fair 在今年所做的报道，它是关于一部新电影叫做《幸福绿皮书》，或者是在英文里面是 The Green Book。 这部电影已经被提名金球奖的最佳影片之一哦。他说这电影《幸福绿皮书》传达的讯息虽然十分正面，并且也很切合时代，但是他在拍摄过程中并没有取得片中的主角，或许是一个黑人的钢琴是一个非常有天分的一个黑人音乐家 Don Shirley， 他们并没有去找到 Don Shirley 的家人，请他的家人发表任何意见，所以呢，这部电影因此而遭到很多批评。 Shirley 的侄女就直接拒绝接受这部电影，说他只是描写白人眼里的黑人的生活。他也强调他的叔叔是自尊心非常强并且很有成就的人，他们家族里面大部分人都是这个样子，所以在电影中把他降格了，把另外一个白人，就是在电影里面这个白人就是当 Shirley 去南部巡回各州去演出的时候，这个白人是他的 driver， 是他的驾驶，那他把那一个白人捧成英雄，这位侄女是非常不以为然，所以他说这个电影对他们家族是一种侮辱。而这个电影的导演法瑞 Farrelly 他承认一定会有人批评他，那一定会有人说电影的描述很不真实，因为它不够黑暗，因为在当时在1960年代的美国南部是其实黑人的情况是非常严重的，但是 Farrelly 说那不是我的风格，就是 把电影完全反映了这个现实社会的残酷，他说那不是我的风格，我们也不想多费唇舌去讲去描述那些情况，所以他最后一句讲说 We didn't want to preach to the choir， 因为他认为观众其实都非常清楚那段时代美国南方其实黑人的情况有多严重，所以他不需要多说大家都已经知道的事。这个是 preach to the choir 在新闻里面的用法。Thank you very much for tuning in to English in the News. You can also go to ICRT's news blog, English in the News, to look for the script and my recording for this episode. This is Jane Lee.